we have a big problem. And this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite. You're
called an anti-Semite.
Don't let your voice go.
Go,
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 go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews. They control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, you know, the Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just no, I mean, because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
For more on that right now, as well as early access to that. So Israel's genocidal war in Gaza is raging on, even as the headlines here in the United States pivot toward the presidential race and the many issues that are involved with that topic. But we can't forget that not only does Israel's war show no sign of stopping, but it's actually getting worse. And now it's starting to expand. Rapidly. Yeah, for weeks now, Israel has been ramping up its tit-for-tat strikes on Lebanese territory, and on a daily basis, we've been getting warnings about an imminent Israeli war with Iran. Well, that could plunge the whole region into chaos and possibly draw Russian and Chinese involvement as well. American troops are on standby. Yeah, they're ready to go running in as soon as the Jews say that it's time for World War III, which is exactly what they want. It's exactly what the military-industrial complex is clamoring for. They need it. And they need it because they want to expand Israeli territory. They want an excuse to go in and start rolling over anyone and everything who isn't a militant Zionist Jew. It's not just the Muslims that they're going after. No, it's everyone, including Christians. And even real Jews who don't support Israel and whose families have lived in the Middle East for centuries, even as the Israelis' ancestors were running scams in Khazaria, the region that's now known as Ukraine. We've talked before on this program about how the old city of Jerusalem, radical Jewish Zionist terrorists are attacking Armenian Christians who have lived there since the days of the Byzantine Empire over 1,000 years ago, compared to the Jews who've been there since 1948, May 14th to be exact. They're running an anti-Christian ethnic cleansing campaign. They're even deploying nerve agents on clergymen in an effort to steal their land, to destroy their community, and to build an illegal Jewish settlement in its place. That's what Israel is all about, stealing from others so that a bunch of perverted Jewish sex offenders have a place to live. And that's not hyperbole. That's not just an insult for the sake of an insult. Israel is the most perverted country on planet Earth. It's a safe haven for child rapists. When Jewish perverts get convicted of raping kids in America, they flee to Israel, where they're treated like kings. We have a map of Israeli sex offenders. There's literally a pervert around every corner. I mean, take a look at this. This is like a living hell. These are the people that are controlling our country. These are the people that are controlling our entire political apparatus. Because look, no matter who wins the election this year, there's an extremely high possibility that we're going to war with Iran and whoever else Israel says. And a lot of Americans are going to die in the process. There's no question about that. They want to send your young children to go and die on behalf of Israel in the sand somewhere in the Middle East. If Kamala Harris and her Jewish husband don't get the White House, then Trump will. And just recently, in exchange for $100 million from Miriam Adelson, the widow of AIPAC founder Adelson, Trump announced that he'll do whatever Israel says and back whatever genocidal military campaign that they want to launch. This is a red alert scenario. The American people of the world have to stand up against this Jewish war machine before it's too late. Max Egan has a lot to say about this. Join us now, Max. This is so multifaceted that a lot of people get themselves trapped into, well, why are you so against the Jews? So can you break that down for us? Can you explain this in greater detail?
Well, you kind of nailed it in that intro there that you showed what this war in Gaza is really about, which is literally a war for greater Israel. That's what it's about. And if you want to know why America should get involved in dealing with the Jews, you just look at a statement that Benjamin Netanyahu made in 1991. Where he said, America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state, and we will create and control that. And this is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly. That's Benjamin Netanyahu's own words. And yet this guy can come to Congress and receive 58 standing ovations in 60 minutes, almost one per minute, while he's carrying out a absolutely horrific genocide of Gaza Strip. And there's no debate that this is a genocide. It's not a war. You need two armies to have a war. It is genocide. I have friends in Gaza. I talk to them frequently, and they are in a living hell at the moment. And as I've said for many years, Palestine is the greatest moral dilemma we face in the world today. And if we do not look within our hearts to heal this, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And the way to heal it is to get rid of all of the Israeli influence in Western governments, most especially the US, get rid of AIPAC, get rid of dual Israeli citizens out of government, because their first interest lies with Israel, not with the United States. And that should be obvious for everybody to see now.
A lot of people say that AIPAC should be required to register as a foreign agent. I mean, I agree with that sentiment, but I think that you should take it a step further. And I think that AIPAC should be declared an enemy combatant of the United States and then treated accordingly. Why wouldn't they be? They're meddling in our elections. They're stealing our elections. They're committing terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. They're dancing in the streets and celebrating the deaths of thousands and thousands of Americans. Why shouldn't they be? And they're funding all of it. And the U.S. taxpayer is funding all of it. And then it goes through Israel. It goes right back to AIPAC and then right back into the pockets of these people who are public servants that work for $100,000+ a year and leave a career with the government worth $100 million.
It's like I said, I mean, the dual Israeli citizens, their first influence is with Israel, not with the United States. And it doesn't matter which way you vote in the United States, left or right, you're voting for Zionism. That's the problem. I mean, the United States was founded as a constitutional republic. Maybe it should consider returning to being an actual constitutional republic, not a vassal state of a foreign power, this little podunk country living on stolen land in Palestine, which is expanding its borders and doing everything it can. If it can kickstart this war with Iran, which it's been trying to do for decades. I mean, I on one of my videos just a week ago, I posted a talk by Patrick Clausen saying how hard it is to get America to go to war with Iran. And if America won't step up to the plate, then perhaps somebody else should start the war, of course, Israel. And this was in 2012, he was saying this. While I was in Gaza, I actually did a review of that video. I've literally been to Gaza. These are some of the most kind and generous and most beautiful, gentle people you will ever meet anywhere. And they're being exterminated by what is essentially a parasitic force.
So I mean, the like pushback that I always get on that is, Max, well, what about Hamas? What about the terrorist organization? What about October 7th? What about this unprovoked attack and these rape gangs that were ravaging Israel?
There were no rape gangs. All of this has been disproven. There were no beheaded babies. There were no rapes. Anything that Hamas did, Israel had the plans of that operation 2 years before it happened. Hamas has been heavily funded by Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu said, if you want to see the prevention of a Palestinian state, you need to keep Hamas well funded. And all of the funding that they send to there, it goes off to Qatar, to the leaders of Hamas. Doesn't go to the people on the ground in Gaza. None of that. Hamas is essentially an Israeli creation. Even Ron Paul said that. It's an Israeli creation. You know, Hamas is essential for Israel to achieve its goal.
Hamas is to Israel what ISIS or the Taliban is to the United States, which was a CIA creation funded by our own tax dollars. You described these Palestinians in Gaza living currently in hell, but haven't they been living in hell for quite some time? I mean, isn't this an open-air concentration camp where they've been subjected to having their water and their electricity and their food supply just shut off at will?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got Jews out there saying, we gave Gaza full autonomy. No, you didn't. You control their water, their electricity. There was one time back in 2014 where they were measuring the population and measuring the amount of calories you needed to barely sustain that population, and that's all the supplies they were allowing in there. It's never had full autonomy. It's been completely controlled. It's been under siege and blockade since 2005 because Hamas seized power. And when I was in Gaza, the people on the ground in Gaza were telling me there was Israeli soldiers standing around that whole time. They allowed it to happen because they wanted it to happen, because they need Gaza to be portrayed as a terrorist enclave in order for them to achieve their goals. Problem, reaction, solution, false flags, all the way down the line. That's what Israel does best. And that's what it's doing through this whole conflict. And so, it didn't start on October the 7th. No way. It started in 1948, and the siege of Gaza started in 2005.
Why do normie, boomer, lukewarm, Protestant, evangelical, Scofield Bible-reading Christians fall victim to this and then just run with this and just believe this? I mean, wasn't it pretty strategic, Max, that the media apparatus and then the infiltration of the Christian church is responsible for programming a large swath of people into believing that this is a topic that you're just not allowed to question or criticize, God forbid?
Oh, absolutely, because they have a misconception of what the word Israel means. There was a really good book that came out a couple of years ago by a lady called Dr. Lorraine Day. She died, unfortunately, last November. She would have been great to have on to talk to. But she explained how the word Jew and Gentile was inserted into the Bible in the King James Version of the Bible. Before that, Gentiles was actually nations. And that the state of Israel is a state of mind. Israel is those who believe in the one true God. It's got nothing to do with a block of land in the Middle East. That land that was always marked as Israel within Palestine was simply where that belief took hold. That's what it was. To protect Israel is to protect belief in the one true God, not to protect this group of terrorist imposters that are stealing the land and are setting up their own state. That has got nothing to do with the true biblical meaning of the word Israel. And people just have a complete misconception of this.
And so
evangelists are just Israel, 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 and destroy everything that touches Israel. It's chronic, it's manic, it's ridiculous.
So, I mean, it was done on purpose. It was intentionally called Israel so that the military-industrial complex and the U.S. war machine could stick their missiles and agenda over in this place, all of their agendas. And that they could do it with impunity, and you were not allowed to question it, let alone criticize it.
Yeah, because you think that people, the Israelis of the state of Israel, are God's chosen people.
Right.
No, they're not. They're not. It's anybody who believes in the one true God. Could be any race, any color, any. It doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with this group of people that are stealing this land and calling it Israel.
How does this end, in your opinion? What do you think is going to happen here?
They're going to push it. I mean, this is about depopulation. They want the war to go Muslim and Christian against each other. And they've openly said, we totally love what's going on. We love the migrant influx into Europe. We love all this stuff, which is all the Kalergi plan. They planned on doing this. And it's about putting East against West. They want the Muslims and the Christians to kill each other so it's less people for them to kill. Then they can come in and mop up the rest. That's the plan. Take over the world. We are the leaders, we are God's chosen, and we're going to do what we want to do. And it's about depopulation. All of this stuff is about depopulation. And that's why they're attacking all the countries around them and trying to get Iran involved, because if they can get Iran involved, it will provide cover to suddenly portray it as a war against Muslims, Christians against Muslims, and it will provide cover for them to take over that whole area of the Middle East for greater Israel.
What is your understanding of the term Judeo-Christian? What is a Judeo-Christian?
It's a non-existent term. It's a nonsensical term. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you look at Christianity, Christians say Jesus is the Messiah. The Jews say Jesus is a traitor to their race who is currently boiling in a vat of hot excrement in hell, and as he deserves, as the traitor that he is, and they're glad they killed him. That is what Judeo believes, and that is not what the Christians believe. So the term Judeo-Christian is a Zionist construct to try to put this mindset into people. Really, if you look at religions, Muslims and Christians are actually more similar than Jews and Christians. The only difference is that Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet and Christians believe he was the son of God. Christians will say, oh, that's a big difference. Well, it's a bit better than believing he's boiling in a vat of hot shit in hell, isn't it, you know? I mean, it's a nonsensical term. It's a complete mind bender. It's got nothing to do with reality.
And then Christian Zionists will argue with me, or just indoctrinated, programmed, and brainwashed and gaslit victimhood Christians will just say, well, but Stu, how can you be against them if Jesus is your Messiah? Because Jesus was a Jew.
Was he really a Jew? I mean, Jesus was born in the state of Judea, the province of Judea. But in the Bible, in the original Bible, there was no word Jew. The people who were born in the state of Judea, which is where Christ was born, they were Judahites or they were Juden, and they were simply those people who had belief in the one true God, those people who followed that teachings. The word Jew, there is no Jew. It's not a race. Go and read Shlomo Sand's book, a professor of history in Tel Aviv University, called The Invention of the Jewish People. And he wrote a follow-up book called The Invention of the Land of Israel from Holy Land to Homeland. And he's a Jew. He's an Israeli. And he says there are no Jews. There is no such thing as Jewish people.
Mm. Yeah, we have people that work here at the network. As a matter of fact, one in the studio right now. And actually, you were down there's a coffee shop that's not too far away from our facility here. And she was in the studio and then left to go to the coffee shop and came back just absolutely mortified because there was a Jewish person there who was saying, you work for that Stu Peters, that anti-Semitic, Jew-hating piece of shit that he is. You work for him. You let him know that we're coming for him. We're going to get him canceled everywhere. We're going to make sure that he's debanked and defunded. What group of people on the planet are you not allowed to question where you actually have to fear for your financial security, your existence on the internet, or maybe even your mortal existence? These people have all out said that they will kill you. We just saw this pervert Rabbi Shmuley go and file an FBI report against Candace Owens because apparently she's noticing a little bit of Jewish supremacy, noticing a little bit of Jewish infiltration, noticing a little bit of Jewish occupation in this government.
Yeah, and that's what they can do. I mean, I've already been defunded, debanked. I had to leave Australia. I was all my bank accounts were closed down. All my Patreon was closed down. My Subscribestar was closed down. Any form of income I had was closed down.
So if you weren't being truthful, and if you weren't right over the target, and if you weren't exposing an evil that actually does exist, then there would be no reason to censor you on the internet or try to debank you or shut you down or take away your financial resources or to kill you. There would be no reason to send Mossad agents into our country to try to get blackmail material on our politicians that control foreign policy. There'd be no reason to do all of these things if you were just totally wrong in a crackpot.
Exactly. And that's what the whole Epstein thing was all about. The whole Epstein circle was about was a Mossad set up to get dirt on people, to catch them, video them with young children and all that sort of stuff. So they're all compromised. And why is it since Epstein was arrested, all we hear about is Ghislaine Maxwell? Not one single person on Epstein's client list has faced arrest. Why is that? And why did it never really go properly to trial? Why is that? What are the judges involved in? I mean, ask these questions, people, for God's sake. I mean, wake up and smell the coffee. It's right in front of your face now. And with all the death and destruction that's going on in Gaza, one blessing about all this is that it has put it right in everybody's face. Everything we've been saying for so long about the way of Palestine will be the way of the world, this is right in everybody's face now. And, you know, their whole narrative is breaking down. I think Israel's days are numbered, but they're going to push it. They're going to push this war as hard as they can. And if it ends up, you know, that Israel gets nuked, which is what they really want. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu wants a response in Israel. He wants a big response, as big as he can get, because the biggest response he gets, he can portray Israel as the victim and the Jews are the victim. And if that happens, then he'll just move to Ukraine, which is what they're setting Ukraine up for, massive depopulation. You notice BlackRock, which is all owned by Jews as well, owns 40%, 47% of the farmland in Ukraine, and they ask for no soldiers' bodies to be buried on their land, please.
Mm. Do you agree that Ukraine is Israel 2.0? Because you're really not allowed to question what's happening there either, and that's not a war with Ukraine against Russia. This is a proxy war being fought against Russia by NATO, which is funded by the United States. This is the United States kinetic confrontation.
Yeah, and the main purpose of it is depopulation and money laundering. I mean, they're extracting all this money out of the U.S. economy, out of European economies. They're sending it to Ukraine. Ukraine spends it back on the countries that gave it to them, buys up all the old weapon stock from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and all this stuff, that's got a shelf life. They can't use it after a certain time. So they send it all to Ukraine. Ukraine puts it in a big weapons dump, and then Russia comes along and bombs it, and they get more money. Yeah, and while this has been going on, Zelensky's bought himself a huge estate in Tuscany, 3 high-rise buildings in Georgia, Europe. He owns 4 houses in Florida and 1 huge mansion in Florida as well. That's where all the money's going. It's basically milking Western economies and laundering it through Ukraine while depopulating the whole place so the Zionists can take over. And they're saying, oh, people are fleeing Israel because they're scared of the war, and where they're all going is actually Ukraine. There's been like 400 or 450,000 Jews arrive in Ukraine in the last 12 months, all buying up land there. So, yeah, it's obvious to see what's going on if you look at it through the right type of eyes.
And it's run by a Jew, at least a guy who claims to be Jewish, called Volodymyr Zelensky, who has a fake name that they add a Y to every other week, who shut down television channels, targeted political opponents for assassination. And under Zelensky's watch is why we have mass graves in the Donbass. That was all under Zelensky's watch.
Yeah. And again, you know, when you look at Russia's role in this, if Russia really cared about Donbass, Russia could have gone in there 8 or 9 years ago. Didn't have to wait until exactly when they needed Russia to go in there. You know, according to the whole COVID scamdemic, the wheels were falling off, all that. And even then, it all ties into the same thing, all about depopulation, the whole thing. And when you look at the BRICS system and the One Belt, One Road initiative that's going to run out of China, the new trade route, Ukraine is an integral part of that as well, which is why the Jews want to control Ukraine, apart from it being their ancient homeland, you know?
I'd like to sit down with you and talk for my upcoming film, Occupied. You've got a lot to offer here. And I think that what we aim to do with this film is to really drill down on the root of all of this and the psyop that Israel is. You know, Max, I have said that Israel is fake. Israel is a fake country. People look at me like, oh, my God, you can't say that. You're going to get shut down. You're going to get taken off the internet. But really, truly, it is, in every sense of the word, a fake country. It's a construct. It's a psyop. And it's designed to make people believe that they're not allowed to question or criticize the actions that come out of Israel or anybody who purports to be a Jew. Imagine the country of Mexico electing a Jewish woman as president. How does a Jewish person properly represent Mexico? I mean, it's right in front of your eyes, as Max just said, and I look forward to sitting down with you more. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Stu. Anytime, brother.
Yeah. And of course, what a great brain he is. I mean, honestly, there's so many different approaches. This is so multifaceted, as I said at the beginning of the segment with Max. It's so multifaceted. And to have your head wrapped around all of that, I mean, biblically, he was principled. Geopolitically, he was principled. He understands what's really going on here. And so I'd recommend anybody viewing this segment, go back, hit the rewind button, and view it again. Speaking of segments and Rumble, we would appreciate you being an official part of the Stu Crew. This is how we stay on the air, so that when we are attacked and they come after us and they want to debank us, go on Rumble and hit this Stu Crew button. It'll take you to the next page, which says support. You can subscribe monthly if you think our work is worth $9 a month or $90 a year, including funding the upcoming film, which is Occupied. The upcoming film, Occupied, will air here exclusively on the Stu Peters Network this fall.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history. The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their d*** in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy, recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
We'll control the world. They say it right out in the wide open. That film coming this fall, if you think that it's worth it, please go to Rumble and hit the Stu Crew and subscribe button. We appreciate your support. More of the Stu Peter Show continues next.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? If you're like many Americans taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No. You're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.